Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So who's ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
I'm glad you asked, Miles. Please welcome Rainier. Hello, Rainier. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Rainier, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine.
Well, thank you.
All right, Rainier, here's your categories. We have the top 10 favorite breakfast cereals. Truth be told, the list has 20 different cereals on it. If you get 10 right out of the 20, I'll give it to you. And next, okay. In honor of opening day on Thursday with your Seattle Mariners, the 10 greatest baseball players of all times. So do you want to go baseball there, Rainier, or cereal?
Ooh, they're both tempting, but since I'm going to opening day, I think I'm going to try my hand at baseball this time.
All right, Rainier.
Oh, nice.
Now, I don't know if you heard my clue earlier, but I want you to think old-timey on this. And if you've got okay. Pen and paper.
What are the qualifications?
Bob Costas.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. History and consistency make it a bit easier to compare players from much different eras based on statistics.
All right.
Okay.
And the similarity of the sport not changing as much over the years. So baseball is the least changed sport as far as statistics are concerned.
Yeah.
Like if you look at Terry Bradshaw, he might have been 14 of 22 in a Super Bowl. You know,
but also you can pick him up, turn him upside down, and spike him off of his head.
Exactly. All right, Rainier, here's your clue. We have one New York Yankee on the list. We have two Red Sox, two Giants, one Atlanta Brave, one Pittsburgh Pirate, one Washington Senator, one Detroit Tiger, and one St. Louis Cardinal on the list of the greatest baseball players of all times.
Ooh, okay. So one Yankee...
Gotta be Ruth.
Skip him for now.
And you gotta go old.
The Cardinal has to be Stan Musial.
Maybe, Rainier, depending on how old you are, you have seen you've seen maybe two of these players play live out of the 10.
Ted Williams?
I'm gonna start with the Red Sox.
Okay.
So,
Teddy ball game.
I'll go with Ted Williams.
Ted Williams is number 4.
All right. Ooh, Red Sox. Teske?
Nope.
Ooh,
not on the list.
Not him. Okay.
This is one of the guys that you might have had a chance to see play in your lifetime.
Oh, now my coworker might kill me if I don't say his name. Yastrzemski.
Not Carl Yastrzemski.
Wow. Tell your coworker to shut the hell up.
No Jim Rice, no Carl Yastrzemski, none from that era. More of a current day player, but not really. I think his last game was maybe a decade and a half ago.
It's not Ortiz.
He's kind of a D-bag.
Okay, so I got two strikes on me. So, yeah.
Kurt Schilling.
Oh, no, not that D-bag. Another D-bag.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's Red Sox. It's Boston.
I'll tell you what, dude. Why don't you go to some of the other teams before you go to the Red Sox?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on them for now. So, hey, Ted, did you say Ruth?
Yeah, he's got to be one Yankee. Just get it out of the way.
Yeah, I'll go with the Babe.
All right, Babe's number one.
Yeah.
He is the greatest baseball player of all time. Now, you do have two New York Giants players on the list. San Francisco Giants, correct.
Well, they might have been.
One you had a possibility of watching play. The other made the greatest over-the-shoulder catch of all time, as far as the history of baseball.
No. Oh, no. I can't remember his name now.
Willie Mays.
Oh, boy.
Center fielder.
Mays. I'll go with Mays.
Mays is number two on the list.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right. Did you guys mention if the Dodgers may be on this list or no?
No L.A. Dodgers.
Or Brooklyn?
No Brooklyn Dodgers.
Why are you just making stuff up right there? Come on, man. Yeah. What are you doing?
You've got your one New York player in Babe Ruth, and you're done with New York.
Mm-hmm. All right, if there's two Giants, one was Mays, the other one is probably Barry Bonds.
That was my thought.
Ooh.
It's like you said, you had a chance of seeing him play.
And who said Musial? Was that Mike?
No, that was me. If there's a Cardinal, it's probably Stan Musial.
I'll go with Stan Musial.
Number eight, Stan the Man. Yep.
All right.
I have an autograph of Stan Musial.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, as I see, he signed a restraining order against Miles, but he just cut out where he signed it.
A guy like Mark McGuire be on this list?
Who would be the second greatest Cardinal of all time? Bob Gibson? Who would you say, Ted?
I think Mike is right. It could be Mark McGuire. Maybe Albert Pujols?
Yep. Mark McGuire. Yeah. Yep.
Pujols.
Okay. Yeah, there's a number of them. Okay, so I'm going to try to help you out here, Rainier, before you get too screwed, okay?
Okay.
So you've got Babe Ruth as far as the Yankee is concerned. So far, you've got both of the Giants. Oh, no, you've only got one of the Giants.
Okay.
Oh, Barry Bonds. You did get Barry Bonds, right?
No, he did not.
He didn't
but
say
everyone knows.
You didn't guess Barry Bonds.
I haven't said him yet.
Well, okay, well, just
with,
say
Hammer and Hank.
Hank Aaron, number five.
All right, good call.
Okay. So you've got Atlanta out of the way. There's a Pittsburgh Pirate on the list, but this goes way, way, way back in time.
So pre-Willie.
Pre-Roberto Clemente. This is an old school baseball player.
Is it a famous baseball card, Miles?
It is the most famous baseball card and the hardest one to get.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hornus.
You may not have heard of him.
He played in 1909.
Hornus Wagner.
Onus.
Hornus?
It's just not huh, but I don't know if it's Onus.
Onus.
It is Onus?
Yeah.
Oof.
Mickey Mantle.
Oh, no, Yankees are already done, Mike.
Yeah, they are done.
Yep.
Shut up, Mike.
I'm just here throwing curveballs.
Okay, give us one, man. It's the most valuable baseball card and will forever be, based on the fact that it was in a cigar pack and with a limited release.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. I didn't follow baseball that
It's Wagner.
That long.
The American Tobacco Company.
I'll go with Wagner. Yeah, I'll go with Wagner.
You should go with the Ted told you five times. Honest Wagner. Honest Wagner is number nine.
Sorry.
He was really trying, but you just weren't listening. Kind of like your teachers told you your entire life. Just listen to what the freaking teacher tells
Ted
you.
Ted is like your GPS. Yep. Go straight.
There's another giant on the list there, Rainier.
I would bet
told you about five times.
I would bet my bottom dollar that it's Barry Bonds.
He's number three.
There we go.
So far.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are correct with Babe Ruth, number one, Willie Mays, number two, Barry Bonds, number three, Ted Williams, number four, Hank Aaron, number five, and Stan the Man at eight. We have Honest Wagner at number nine. We have one more Red Sox. We have one more Detroit Tiger. One more Washington Senator remaining on the list. He led the AL in strikeouts more often than not. He had 21 years pitching for the Washington Senators. They call him Big Train. He was the man back in the day. He threw 110 complete game shutouts, the most in Major League history. That record will never be broken.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, man, we did get a text before my time, unfortunately.
We did get a text for Cy Young.
No Cy Young.
No Cy Young.
Nah.
But we have people that won his award that are still on the list.
Oh, now I'm blanking on that award, too. Jesus.
That's for pitchers.
Any suggestions, you guys?
I don't know. All I can think of is Cy Young, but it's not the Cy Young, so I don't know who the other guy is.
Cy Young winner would be the guy who played for the Red Sox. It was kind of a D-bag.
D-bag.
I mean, in my mind, he was.
And he's not modern day, right?
I mean, it was the way he played. He might not be a bad person, but the way he played.
It's Roger Clemens.
He threw at people's heads.
Yeah, it's Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens?
Yes.
I'll go with Roger Clemens.
Number 10. Okay. You have two left out of 10. So far, not bad, man. You've been coached well. One played for the Detroit Tigers, a legendary player.
Oh, Ty Cobb.
I'll go with Cobb, Mike.
That's number 7.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Good job, man. Way to pull that out. One more left from the all but long gone Washington Senators. He was so great, he led the AL in strikeouts more often than not. He topped the league 12 times over the course of 21 years. Pitched his entire professional life for the Senators. Big Train threw 110 career complete game shutouts. And the most in Major League history.
Oh, God.
Ted's going to kick himself.
Oh, I'm not going to kick myself because I've never heard of this guy.
Who was the greatest offensive tackle for the Seattle Seahawks?
I don't even know that either.
Walter Jones. This guy shares the same first name.
Walter
Johnson?
Cronkite.
Walter Johnson?
Walter Johnson.
Number 6.
There you go.
There you go. 10 for 10. All right, here you go. The 10 greatest baseball players of all time.
All time.
Roger Clemens of the Red Sox, 10. Otis Wagner of the Pirates, 9. Stan the Man, number 8 for the Cardinals. Ty Cobb for the Tigers, 7. 6 is Walter Johnson from the Senators. Hank Aaron at 5. Hammer and Hank. Ted Williams, 4. Barry Bonds, 3. Willie Mays, 2. Babe Ruth, number 1.
Yep.
Nice job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.